I'm on a bluff overlooking the Mayfield town site. It's just a few miles off Interstate 84, and as far as the eye can see, it's just grass, rolling foothills, weeds, a few trees near the Indian Creek.
A developer wants to build a planned community in the middle of this rustic area. Marty Goldsmith envisions a dozen neighborhoods with names like Homestead and Reliance, built out over 50 years. It sounds like a project suited for Las Vegas or Phoenix, about 8 square miles of desert transformed into homes for thousands of people. It's actually a 30-minute drive from Boise.
I just like the country. I don't like the hubbub of the city. I don't like the traffic, the noise.
Lori Atkins moved here 10 years ago.
It's nice and quiet out here, other than the wind.
Large windows in Atkins' dining room overlook a floodplain just beyond her backyard. That's near the western edge of what will become Mayfield Townsite.
You can't really see it too well, but it kind of is just past the ranch. And I think that's it on the hill there where you can see it going over the hill.
Mm-hmm.
The lower one. I don't know that that upper one is Indian Creek Road. Yeah, and both of those dead end into Mayfield Road.
This is wide open country that's home to lots of wildlife. Atkins has a photo in her entranceway to prove it. Hundreds of elk, she explains, move through this land every winter.
They would come across these hills over here from the east every night between 4 and 5 p.m. It was still light, you know, so you could see them, and they'd just single file, just tootle down here, and they graze down here in the floodplain.
Her neighbors, the Wilsons, don't like the project either. They live next to the road that leads to the town site. Gene and his wife are retirees from New Mexico. They came out here about 6 years ago.
What I'm worried about is if it doesn't succeed in its entirety, what are we going to have left and what are we going to have to deal with out here?
Wilson doesn't think the project should have been approved by Elmore County commissioners. They voted 2-1 to allow Mayfield Townsite to go ahead with about 70 conditions. The developer needs to fulfill all these conditions, or the county can revoke the town site's zoning application. That means the land can revert back to agriculture use. Alan Christie is Elmore County's Growth and Development Director.
Off the top of my head, the big ones are some agreements with the Sheriff's Department, the Elmore County Medical Center, Elmore County Ambulance, an agreement with the Ada County Highway District. This site will utilize roads in Ada County.
Christie has worked on other planned communities at a private firm in Bellevue, Washington. He says, in his experience, the Treasure Valley lacks a couple of factors to support a development the size of Mayfield.
Washington has a much higher population base. There's also mega employers in the Seattle area, Microsoft, Boeing.
The developer of Mayfield Townsite and his representative declined to comment for this story. But John Starr of Colliers International knows a thing or two about commercial real estate. He believes there may be demand for housing east of Boise. Starr supports the Mayfield town site. He testified in front of Elmore County's Planning and Zoning Commission earlier this year.
What I'm saying is that it's not just a matter that growth is good, but that planning for growth is good. Being ahead of the curve, knowing what you're going to do next, and then, you know, gathering the resources together to get it done.
Starr cites a study adopted last year by the Community Planning Association of Southern Idaho that predicts nearly 1.2 million people in the Treasure Valley by 2035. That's roughly twice the current population of Ada, Canyon, and Elmore counties combined.
When you look at the 14,000 houses that are proposed at a place like Mayfield, you discover real quickly that it's only actually a small percentage of the overall requirement.
Starr says if growth projections are right, then the Treasure Valley needs communities like Mayfield to house all those people. But developments like Mayfield can be a tough pill to swallow. He tells one story about being at a planning and zoning meeting where Boy Scouts lead the Pledge of Allegiance. Starr says an angry local cornered him afterwards.
He asked me one time, he said, "Why in the hell are you guys here doing this? Why are you guys building these subdivisions?" And I pointed at those Boy Scouts and I said, "That's why. So that they can have a future here."
It may take as long as 5 years before ground breaks at the Mayfield town site, according to planning director Christie. Meanwhile, he says, another developer has plans for a commercial and residential project called Mayfield Springs. This Mayfield would be much smaller and closer to I-84 than the thousands of homes slated for the Mayfield town site. But this development would also be built near where elk now roam. And that's something residents like Lori Atkins hope won't happen anytime soon. I'm Scott Key, KBSX News.